morning. So let's start taking a comfortable seat. Close your eyes. Just take a moment to breathe. Then we'll let our head drop down and roll side to side. Come back to center now and bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now inhale, circle your arms into the sky, and exhale, let your hands float back down to the earth. Now close your eyes if you're able to, and just flow with your breath. Excuse me. With the next inhale, reach your arms to the sky, but then as you exhale, fold forward. And as your hands lay down on the mat, step your feet back and let's make our way into downward facing dog. As we reach our hips to the sky, we'll press heels down one at a time like walking in place. A chance to take inventory of your body. Where are you stiff? Where are you tight? What places are just yearning for opening? Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. Take a forward bend. And then walk the hands forward again. And once you find downward facing dog, lay your knees to the mat. Sit down onto your feet. And as you inhale, cross your arms, reach up and open. And then as you exhale, cross your arms and fold down. And flow with your breath. One more time, reach up and open. And as you exhale, fold your way into child's pose. A moment that can be a reminder to you that rest is always important. It's always available. You can come back to child's pose at any time. Now curl your toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Lay your left knee on the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down to the mat. We step the right foot back. And then we'll line our shoulders up above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward as you lift into cobra. Exhale, back to child's pose. And toes again, dig down into the floor, hips lift to the sky. And from downward facing dog, step the left foot forward. Touch the right knee down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands back down. The left foot steps back. And again, the shoulders come above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. And inhale, lift into cobra. Exhale, back, child's pose. And the toes dig into the floor, hips lift to the sky. And from this downward facing dog, we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breaths. Exhale, flowing down. And just moving with your breath. One more time, let's rise up. We'll bring hands into the heart. Let's make sure we're standing at the very front of the mat, and we'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, sink down through the hips, chair pose. And then inhale, rise back up, add a little tiny back bend here if you want to, and exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, and take your hands to the mat while you step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, hands come down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale your way back to downward facing dog. And take your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down. Step the left foot up to the front. And inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, come all the way up again. Take that little back bend again if you want to. Exhale, glide down. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Step your left foot back now. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up. And then hands come back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg comes up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come down to the mat. Right foot steps up to the front. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rise all the way up again. Lean back here if that feels good. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, bring your hands down, walk your feet back, and take a moment in downward facing dog. Nice deep breath. We've been conditioned to compare ourselves to others, to be competitive. Let's see if we can break through that and become more and more our authentic self. So let's begin our standing flows now. Reach your right leg into the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Be yourself. Do it in your own way. Find what works for you. Let's circle our arms round and round. Now the next time the arms come around, step onto your right foot and pull your left knee forward. So we come into balance, arms reaching to the sky, left thigh parallel to the floor. And then step down, circle around, chair pose. The arms come around, the hips come down. And rise up out of your chair and exhale, dive all the way down. We'll take the right hand around the left ankle as we twist to the left. Take your left hand up to the sky. Turn your chin to the left shoulder. Really get this twist all the way into your back and spine. But making it your own, doing it in the way that works for you. Come back down now. And as you inhale, circle your arms around, heels and hips come down, chair pose. Rise up out of your chair. Exhale all the way down. And this time, left hand around the right ankle, take your twist now to the right. Come down, circle around, chair pose. And stand up from your chair, dive all the way down. Hang down for a moment, sway side to side. Lift halfway up. And then take your hands to the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come down to the mat. Lower and lift your back knee. Now you can gauge how your breath is. If your breath is easy here, you can take hands to the knee instead, or maybe to the heart, or even overhead. But stay in the place where your breath is nice and smooth. There's nothing to prove. There's no one to impress. Find where authentically this makes sense for you. And then if you've changed your hand placement, bring your hands back to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring your left knee under your body. Come to plank pose. And go back and forth. Leg to the sky, pushing back, downward facing dog. And then coming forward to plank as you pull the knee in. One more time, the knee comes in, and then we reach the left leg up to the sky. As we flow through the vinyasa, you can choose to keep your left leg up, or you can bring it back down to the mat. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. And step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Sometimes transformation is becoming something different, but sometimes transformation is becoming more deeply who you are. Sometimes maybe it's a little of both. Now let's take this lunge and reach it into a diagonal line. Extend out through the fingertips, lengthening the arms, the back and spine. And sweep your hands around behind you. Link your fingers together as you push your hands back. Let your heart rise up and open and look toward the sky. And the hands reach up. And then come wide open like a butterfly just emerging from its cocoon, spreading its wings to dry. And then take a very deep bow. And bring hands to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. And inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into the heart and just take a moment. And then inhale, reach to the sky. With your left hand, grab your right wrist. Reach your right arm up into the air. And then take a nice curving side bend over toward the left. Really take a nice stretch into the right side of your body. Feel yourself lengthening all the way up. And come up and let's change the hand so the right hand grabs the left wrist. Reaching up and over to the right now. Really lengthening up the left side of your body. And then come up again and with your exhale all the way down. And take a moment to hang down. Again, you can sway a little side to side. And with your next inhale, come halfway up. And as you exhale, fold forward, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let go of your conditioning to compete and compare, and just be who you are. Now let your hands come down to the mat. Keep your left hand with your right foot, but let's take circles with the right arm. First reaching straight ahead, then up into the sky, then all the way around to the back, and down again to the mat. Now take a second, full range of motion, circle with your right arm. And then begin a third circle, but when your fingers point to the sky, let yourself open into the twist of it, turning your chin to the right shoulder. And then all the way around and down to the mat. Let's send the right leg to the sky. Reach it up nice and high. And then bring your right knee into your body. This time just hold here a moment. Come to plank pose and hold. The body, not the breath. Now cross your right leg underneath you to the left. Lay your foot down, set your left foot down onto the ground. Lift your left arm to the sky. Come down and around, right leg up into the air. Then you can again choose to keep your leg up or bring it back down for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg is up in the sky. Now step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Shedding our conditioning so that we can really become who we are. Or maybe we become something even more, something new. Arms reach wide open. Cross your right arm over your left. Either hug your shoulders or bring the arms together as we take the arms from Eagle Pose. And then step onto your right foot. Hop your left foot forward and wrap your left leg around your right as we take the legs for Eagle Pose. And then unwrap the eagle, reach up. Wave your arms in the sky as you catch the waves of transformation. They're blowing all around. And then hands come into the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Let's explore a little back bending. It's early, so just take a little back bend. Make fists at your low back. Push down into the floor as you reach up into your open heart, curving back just a little ways, just warming it up. Come carefully back up. Hands come to the hips. We pour the back bend now into a forward bend. Hang down, sway a little side to side if you like. And take an inhale halfway up. Exhale, hands come to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come down to the mat. We'll lay the back knee down, shift the hips backward, and slowly straighten into your left leg. Go easy, go slow. We'll take our time. transformation and growth take patience. Forward again, step onto your left foot, plant your hands on the mat, curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, send your left leg to the sky behind you. Now roll your left hip open and draw great big circles with your left knee. And then left leg up into the sky or back to the floor will flow through the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Break free. Let yourself be just who you are. Do it all in your own way. Circle your arms round and round. Next time the arms reach around to the back, step onto your left foot, pull your right knee forward. Reach your hands to the sky. We'll stand here in balance with the right leg parallel to the floor or the right thigh. And step the right foot down, circle your arms around, hips come down, chair pose. And stand up from your chair. Exhale all the way down. With your right hand, grab your left ankle. Take your right left arm to the sky in a twist. And come back down and around. And then circle your arms around, hips come down, chair pose. Come up from your chair and dive all the way down where the left hand will take the right ankle and will twist to the right. And unwind your twist, heels and hips down, arms circle around, chair pose. Rise up and exhale all the way down. Hang, sway a little. And then take an inhale halfway up. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Change, transformation, growth. They take time, they take patience. It's not always easy. Hands come down to the mat. Lower and lift your back knee. Again, hands on the floor or hands to the thigh, to the heart, overhead to the sky. But prioritize your breath. If you've changed your hands, bring them back down to the ground and send your right leg to the sky behind you. Now bring your right knee and come to plank pose and let's flow back and forth. Reaching back into downward facing dog as the leg reaches to the sky, and forward to plank pose as we bring the knee in. One more time, bring the knee in. And then right leg to the sky, where you can keep it in the air or bring it to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. The right leg is up in the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. You have full permission to be who you are. I know it doesn't feel like that sometimes, but here you do. Let's reach into the diagonal again. And then reach hands around behind you. Link the fingers together. As you push the hands back, the heart opens. We look toward the sky. And then hands overhead and arms parallel to the floor. Spread your wings, let them dry. You've emerged. Take a deep bow. And then hands come to the mat. We step the left foot forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Bring hands to the heart and just give yourself a moment to be. And we circle arms overhead. The left hand grabs the right wrist. Pull it up into the air and side bend over toward the left as you stretch into the right side of your body. Come back up, change the sides, take your side bend in the other direction. And then back up again with your exhale, dive down. Let yourself hang here for a moment, maybe a little sway from side to side. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, hands to the floor, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Now bring hands down to the mat. Keep your right hand next to your left foot. Let's take those full range of motion circles with the left arm, reaching straight ahead, then up into the sky. Round to the back and down. Second one goes all the way around again. And then when we approach the third circle, we'll take it right into a twist. And then all the way around again. And hands come to the mat. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then bring your knee under the body as we return to plank pose. Hovering the knee and the foot over the ground. Breathing. And then cross your left foot under your body to the right. Set your right foot down, right arm to the sky. Down and around. Your left leg can be in the air or it can come to the mat for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg is up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. The arms reach wide. And then the left arm crosses over the right. Either hug your shoulders or again take the arms together for eagle pose. And then step onto your left foot. Hop your right foot forward and wrap your right leg around your left. And step down, reach to the sky, blow in the wind of transformation. And bring hands to the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Excuse me, make fists at your low back. Push down through the feet, rise again into a back bend. Find where now that your body is a little more open, a little warmer, it feels safe and exhilarating for you. And then come back up. Hands come to the mat, pour yourself into a forward bend. Hanging down, maybe swaying a little side to side. With an inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, hands come to the mat, step the left foot back. One more time, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we'll bring hands to the mat. Lay the left knee down, shift the hips back, slowly straightening into the right leg. Breaking through the shell of our conditioning. Nothing to prove. No one to impress. Just finding our own authenticity. Slowly come forward. Step onto the right foot. Hands come to the mat. Curl the left toes under. Pick the left knee up. Send your right leg to the sky. Bend your knee. Open your hip. Draw circles round and round with your right knee. And then right leg to the sky or back to the mat as we flow now through our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, arch up. And take your exhale back to downward facing dog. But now let's lay our knees to the mat, slide hips into the heels, and return to our resting place in child's pose. Lay yourself down and take a moment to just breathe. Look to the front of the mat, pressing hands down. Let's dig our toes into the ground, lift hips to the sky, and slowly come back to downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. And a nice long slow inhale brings us all the way up. And exhaling, we bring hands into the heart. Let's step into a little more balancing. Step onto your right foot. And let's start our balancing with tree pose. So take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. Hands come together at the heart. Maybe they branch out, however you like it. No two trees are the same. Nature gives its permission for each tree to be uniquely itself. Now reach to the sky, send your left leg behind you, and let's fly into warrior three. You can reach your arms in any direction. And then drop your hands to the ground, standing splits. And the left foot touches down. With an inhale, we rise all the way up. And exhale, hands again come to the heart. And before we step onto the left foot for balancing, see if your body would like a little movement. Give it whatever it needs. And then let's step into tree pose. Left foot creates the roots. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. And from your tree, warrior three, send your right leg behind you. And then hands to the mat, standing splits. Right foot steps down next to the left. Take an inhale all the way up. And exhale, hands to the heart. And a moment to move your body again. Let's take a nice big inhale that reaches up and into the sky. And with your exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat. We'll walk our feet back. Lay our knees down, slip hips into the heels, and we make our way back to child's pose. Now walk your hands way over to the right for a side bend. And hands come to the center, and now way over to the left. Back to the center and walk your hands in towards your knees now. Crisscross your ankles, slip your hips right over the tops of your feet, and we come to sit on the mat. So let's work, move into some forward bending, but first we'll roll back. So we'll roll back either onto your back, hugging your knees, or roll under your shoulders and take your feet behind your head. So for the first forward bend, in just a moment, we'll roll forward with our right leg extended straight and our left knee bent so the foot comes to the inner thigh, much like tree pose. So when you're ready, roll forward with your right leg out, left foot in. Inhale and reach to the sky. Exhale, drape yourself over your right leg in this forward bend. And just close your eyes and breathe. The more you relax, the more you release. The more you release, the more you transform. let's walk hands up the right leg and roll back again, either onto your back or feet behind your head. So second forward bend will be the same as the first one, just the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward with your left leg out and your right foot in, rising up and folding over the left leg. Close your eyes. Let your breath be long and slow and deep. Walk hands up the left leg. Let's do one more. Roll back again, either back or shoulders. And for the last forward bend, we'll roll up with both legs straight. So when you're ready now, roll up, both legs extended in front of you, arms reach to the sky, and we fold over both legs. Feel free to tiptoe your hips back a little to tip your pelvis forward at a better angle. And close your eyes. Long, slow, smooth breath. Walk your hands up your legs. Catch the backs of your legs. Let's all lay down onto our back. Come onto the floor with your knees hugged into your body, maybe rocking side to side. And then extend your legs straight into the sky, hands to the floor behind your head. Hands to the floor behind your head. Now reach your arms up to the sky. Lift your head and shoulders up off the ground. And then come back down. Now wind your right leg around the left, just like we did for Eagle Pose. Lift up and lower down. Now both legs straight up again. Lifting up and lower down. This time wrap your left leg around your right. Reach up. Now when we come down, let's slip into pigeon pose. So cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg. Lay your head down, draw the legs in towards you until you feel a nice deep opening in your left hip. Do it in your own way. Be your own self. The more you relax, the more you release. The more you release, the more you transform. Release the hands, uncross the legs. Take your hands on your knees, draw a few circles round and round. And then take them around in the other direction. And send your legs back again into the sky, arms again to the floor behind your head. Now reach to the ceiling, lift up. And come back down. Weave your left leg around your right, reach up. And down. Both legs straight to the sky. Come up. and down. And braid your right leg around your left, come up. And on the way down, once again, pigeon pose, right ankle across left thigh. Lay your head down, adjust it until you feel it, and then relax. Excuse me. Unwrap the legs, hands come on the knees, again some little circles round and round. And the other way. And then as you find your center, step into your choice of inversion today. You might choose a shoulder stand, lifting your hips and legs up into the air above you. You might choose a bridge pose with your feet pushing firmly into the ground as your hips come off the floor. Or any other inversion you regularly practice. Go to what feels nice. And take time to just be yourself and breathe. Take your time now, inching slowly back down. And when your back finds the floor, reach around, scoop up your knees, rock yourself side to side. And next we step into fish pose. Feet push into the ground, we lift the hips up and we'll slide the hands underneath our body. Set your hips on top of your hands, stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on your fingertips, and as you tuck your elbows underneath your back, arch back, laying your head back to open the neck, and reaching your heart to the sky. And slowly, we'll lift the head up and then return the fish pose to the mat. Hands now come out from underneath the body and we'll reach our hands to the floor behind our head, taking a stretch from end to end on the mat, maybe lacing the fingers together, turning the palms around. And then take hold of your right knee, draw it in close, and then cross it over your body as you roll over to the left. Turn your head to the right, anchoring your shoulders to the mat, taking a nice twist. Your left hand drop down. Lay the twist down. Before we twist in the other direction, straighten your body out and take that big stretch again, reaching arms and legs away from each other. Now take up your left knee, cross it over your body to the right, turn your head to the left. Mm-hmm. And as the right hand falls away, the last twist will lay you down. Straighten yourself out again. Feel free to cover up or do anything you need to do to be completely comfortable now as you enter this final relaxation. Close your eyes. Allow this time. Today's meditation comes from Lisa Lowitz. You keep waiting for something to happen, the thing that lifts you out of yourself, catapults you into doing all the things you've put off, the great things you're meant to do in your life, but somehow never quite get to. You keep waiting for the planets to shift, the new moon to bring news, the universe to align, something to give. Meanwhile, the piles of papers, the laundry, the dishes, the job, it all stacks up while you keep hoping for some miracle to blast down upon you, scattering the piles to the winds. Sometimes you lie in bed terrified of your life. And sometimes you laugh at the privilege of waking. But all the while, life goes on in its messy way. And then you turn 40 or 50 or 60. And some part of you realizes you are not alone. And you find signs of this in the animal kingdom. When a snake sheds its skin, its eyes glaze over, and it slinks under a rock, not wanting to be touched. When the caterpillar turns into a butterfly, if the pupa is brushed, it will die. And when the bird taps its beak hungrily against the egg, it's because the thing is too small, and it needs to break out. And midlife walks you into that wisdom, that this is what transformation looks like. The mess of it, the tapping at the walls of your life, the yearning and writhing and pushing until one day, you emerge from the wreck, embracing both the immense dawn and dusk of the body, glistening, beautiful, just as you are. Now take a very deep breath in. Let the breath slip into a nice, long, deep exhale. And give yourself a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. When you feel ready, roll over onto your right side and linger for a couple of breaths. let's meet where our practice began. Come back to sit on your mat once again with an offering of gratitude for your practice today, for any gifts you may have received, for any takeaways you might find useful in other parts of your life. And one more time, our head drops down, rolling side to side. And return to your center. And as you inhale, arms circle overhead. Hands meet together above us. Come first to our forehead for transformation in our thoughts today. To our lips for transformation in our words. And to our heart for transformation in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.